Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the, well, as Klaus Schwab puts it, Zapali crisis. We're talking about Zapali crisis, which is where you have a whole bunch of things go wrong all at the same time, all on purpose to drive people into a state of hysteria and insanity so that their fear response overwhelms their ability to logically deal with the situation and you can force them to do things they wouldn't normally do. It's happening and it's being engineered on purpose by the likes of the World Economic Forum. And it's hitting us on every front. It is a true polycrisis, only one of deliberate manufacture. And it has to do with the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz, the lack of fertilizer, the lack of oil, the economic downturn that is inevitably going to bring about, that's going to be sizable to say the least. Obviously, the war itself is a catastrophe on many fronts. And then on top of that, you've got the poisoning that's going on, the glyphosate, the Roundup, the immunity being given to them. On top of that, you've got the data center situation eating up all the water and making everything more expensive for everybody. All of this is on purpose to squeeze and to grind America down to where we don't have the will or wherewithal to resist. So let's go to clip 14 here. Farmers are sounding the alarm and nobody's listening. Let's watch.
I've got to show you guys something. This is traditional sweet corn. Now, what's really wild about this is not what we used to call our heirloom seeds. This is just our regular sweet corn that you buy off the shelf. This is GMO corn. Now, we grow this as our field corn. And the reason I want to show you this is I'm going to show you two things. This is heirloom corn. Now, we don't weed it. Normally, every year, this corn has come up and done really good for the last 10 years. Same seed, so I've grown it over and over, and we rotate our crops. But also, you look at the sunflowers. Why don't you look at them sunflowers? The sun, I can't see it. Well, the sun basically is right there, and they've got the flowers have turned away from the sun. This is not something, obviously, if you look down this, that's our garden. We grow over an acre worth of just garden. So what I'm trying to get at is something's not right. There's two things ain't right. The amount of aluminum in our soil now is 5 to 10 times higher than it was even last year. Let me show you something else. Now that sweet corn is bought, like I said, from the store. So it's not an heirloom seed. It's supposed to be an all natural seed. It's non-genetically GMO, but I'm starting to doubt it. However, these are cucumber plants. Now, traditionally, those cucumbers, I'd have so many, we after putting them on the stand, we'd be giving them away, giving them to food pantries. And our corn, you know, the heirloom corn, we'd be giving it away. Our garden this year has suffered the worst. It's not due for not water. These are some of our hot pepper plants. Normally, these plants, I would have so many of these hot peppers that you wouldn't be able, I wouldn't be, like I said, I couldn't sell enough of them. We'd be giving them away. And we, hopefully we have a better garden next year. So we still got enough that we're going to be able to maintain costs, operational costs. We still have our vegetable stand. It's just not booming like it usually is. We've let the weeds kind of come back up and take over some of the garden because we weren't getting the production out of it what we should. So the stand's good. We're going to can enough for our family, but as far as being able to provide for others.
All right, so there's a farmer warning about the aluminum content in the soil making the heirloom seeds not grow while the GMO seeds seem to grow fine. And yet it seems to be messing up the function of the actual flowers, where the sunflowers aren't even looking at the sun anymore. They're turning away from the sun. The chemicals in the soil are turning the freaking sunflowers retarded, folks. Do you not understand what's going on? You think this is an accident? You don't think this is on purpose?
The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I'm on the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigley does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis, the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
Mentioned it yesterday when I was talking about my camping trip, but now that I saw that video and I'm seeing other videos, now I'm suspicious. Has anybody else noticed? Maybe we need to take calls on this. There have been no blue bonnets this year. Y'all notice that? Has the crew noticed that? Typically by May, you have fields of blue bonnets in Texas everywhere. In some cases, they seed the the parts along the side of the highway and stuff, but like there are a couple fields, especially near my house, where every year they're blanketed in blue bonnets. I've seen no blue bonnets this year. I wonder why. Because that seems a little bit weird. I just didn't really think about it much. But am I crazy? I mean, this wildflower season right now, there should be blue bonnets everywhere. Your Facebook and Instagram feed should be consumed by people taking pictures of their children and pets sitting in blue bonnet fields, but they're not. And that's kind of disturbing, actually, especially when it's combined with the farmer talking about how none of his heirloom natural plants are doing well. Oh, the 2026 bloom may be brief. Warm, dry weather could shorten Texas' iconic blue bonnet season in 2026. Okay. It's non-existent, so okay. It's just a little weird. I don't know. To me, it seems a little weird. So what is this really all about? I have to say, we've been telling you for a very long time that everything happening right now is coordinated and useful to the people in power, orchestrated to a very detailed degree. And right now, you once again have basically 2020 on steroids. Everything that was happening in 2020, we are ramping up. Really, maybe it's like 2022. It's like instead of the Ukraine-Russia war, we've got the Iran-America war. Instead of COVID-19, we've got hantavirus. Instead of Black Lives Matter, we have Black Lives Matter still. Just they don't call themselves that anymore. Instead of Black Lives Matter, we have criminals with endless arrest records being let out over and over again to rape and kill to their heart's content. And we have the invasion and we have the takeover of Europe moving forward as scheduled. Migrant crisis, more than 500,000 immigrants are massing in North Africa, ready to cross into Europe. More than 500,000 illegal migrants have massed in North Africa, readying to flood into Europe, the Greek government has warned. The country's migration minister, Thanos Plevris, sounded the alarm this week, revealing the Greek authorities believe around 550,000 migrants are in Libya alone waiting for the opportunity to break into the continent. He told Greek media, those who are not entitled to asylum will be detained. Now, when it is likely that somebody will not get asylum, they're not placed in a freedom status, but in a detention status so that with the rejection of asylum, they can be returned. I say shoot the boats. Personally, I think you should shoot the boats. Or, if for a less violent reaction, I say don't send the boats out to pick them up. Because you know how this works. The Greek and Italian governments are forced by the EU to provide rides to the invaders. So the invaders go about 1 mile or however far off the Libyan coast, send out a distress signal, and then the NGOs, quote unquote, show up and ferry them all into the heartland of America, which is outrageous. So again, it's not just the fertilizer. It's not just the full-on attack on the environment. Once again, you know, it might sound crazy for us to say stuff like this, but like, you've got to understand who these people are. You've got to understand at this point what these people are willing to do. They released a virus that infected the world. They issued a vaccine that killed babies in the womb. They lied to you about it and pushed it on pregnant women. Do you not understand who we're dealing with yet? Do you not get what they're after, what they're going for, what's driving them? It's total, absolute control of the earth, and not just the human beings on earth. The food systems, the air, the water, they want all of it to exist only at their command. They want to supplant God. They want to replace nature itself. They are literally making it illegal to have backyard gardens. They are making it impossible to have outside gardens, you know, food grown in the outdoors, because they're spraying chemicals into the air that inevitably seep down to the soil and poison the plants, like we just saw from that farmer. They're obviously using pesticides and herbicides and glyphosate and all of these horrible chemicals that make it to where you cannot exist without getting your food from them, their GMO supply. Why do you think they're allowing China to fish the seas to extinction? Why do you think they're forcing the likes of the Dutch in the Netherlands to shut down their farms, despite being the second most, you know, prosperous food producing country in the entire world? Because it's a lot more convenient and it's a lot easier to control people if absolutely everybody, you know, relies on their daily sustenance by getting it from you, from a giant, you know, apartment building filled with cages of pigs being injected with, you know, some sort of biological sludge to stop them from getting any diseases and to grow twice as fast. They want to create an unnatural and controlled system to where your every hour of life is dictated and approved of by them. And if you don't behave in the way they want, if you don't capitulate to their demands, what are you going to do? Go out and grow your own food? I don't think so. It's not going to happen. What are you going to do? Go out and hunt your own food? Not if the ticks do their jobs. What are you going to do? Have a backyard garden? First of all, it's illegal. Second of all, good luck with the aluminum in the soil. No. If you want to grow something, you get the GMOs from us. And if you want to eat meat, you get the lab-created sludge that Bill Gates popped out. A male and a female mate and have a baby and the cycle of life continues as everybody benefits from the mutually beneficial production and husbandry of farm animals. No. Good Lord, no. No. You're gonna eat a 200-pound pig who's so fat it can't even see because the fat goes over its eyes, who's been injected with so many biological contaminants, hardly even looks like meat, or a literal cloned cancer cell that they're going to call meat and make it illegal to sell the real meat so nobody will have any comparison. The point is, these people are beyond evil, they're beyond manipulative, and they're beyond close to getting everything they want. So again, the video that we just saw was Julius Ray Tucker. He tested his soil and found 5 times more aluminum than last year. Yeah, that's your future right there. His GMO seeds are growing perfectly, but his heirloom crop is dying. What a coincidence. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is pushing GMO seeds engineered to thrive in aluminum-rich soil. Well, what do you know? And he's also geoengineering to deliver that aluminum from our skies. It's like he's some sort of supervillain or something. We are being ruled by extremely evil people who want only their GMO seeds to grow. They want total control of our food, our skies, the air, our soil, and what gets injected in our bodies. RFK Jr. and the head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, both promised to stop them from spraying chemicals in our skies. They need to make faster changes. Not a coincidence, obviously. So let's get into how this is functionally being unrolled, being unveiled, being forced down all of our throats. Let's go first to clip number four here. And this was one of the most strange interactions I've ever had on X. And it seems to be happening to me more and more recently where people, they must be AI or something themselves, because this person goes, you know, you're just fear-mongering. Show me one example of somebody having their house destroyed because of the data centers. So, of course, I sent him the video that we showed yesterday of the young woman in Georgia saying, my house is slated for eminent domain. The house I grew up in is being destroyed so that they can run power lines to the data center. And the guy responds, oh, so you've got one TikTok video of one girl, no confirmation. She could be saying anything. Okay, so you go to Grok. Tell us about this video. Is it real? Grok comes back with the articles, with the orders, with everything saying, yep, turns out over 300, I believe 330. Interesting number. I believe it's 330 private residences that are being destroyed or being slated for eminent domain removal so that they can build power lines to get to the hyperscale AI center that's being built in Georgia. And then the person responds to that just being like, see, you're wrong. It never happened. This is what I mean. It's like they demand evidence of something. You give them the evidence. They just pretend it doesn't exist. They just ignore it. They don't care. It's crazy. I don't get it. But yeah, this is happening. This is really happening. They really are taking people's homes to give them to Larry Ellison or Sam Altman so that they can, you know, do whatever they want. I don't know, build the surveillance system that's going to kill us all. So I can't understand what other benefit this would have ever. Again, I'm just driving that home. Nobody has explained it to me. Nobody said why it's a good thing. They've said a bunch of lies. They've said, well, you're on X. You like X, don't you? Yes, X runs on server farms, not data centers. Does not require hyperscale data centers. Works amazingly right now when we have half as many data centers as they say they want to have in the next few years. That's not a good reason. That's not a good excuse. So next excuse, please. Why do we need these data centers? What is the benefit? And I just keep saying that over and over because the obvious answer is it's a prison. It's a panopticon. That's the only reason it exists. And that's why they won't say it, because they don't want you to know that. Let's go to clip four here. I don't think we voted for people to lose their homes. No, we definitely did not vote for any of this. They're just doing it to us because they have the inordinate authority of the state and the monopoly on physical force. And if they want your house, they'll take it. Let's watch.
New tonight, Coweta County has given the green light for the construction of a massive $17 billion data center. The Board of Commissioners voted last night to rezone the 800 acres of land despite fierce opposition in the county. Now plans for the data center called Project Sail are full steam ahead, apparently. Tonight, Fox News' Rob Durienzo is at the live desk with a look at where residents are taking their fight now. Rob?
That's right, Russ. Good evening to you. Well, it was standing room only at this Board of Commissioners meeting in Coweta County over this massive data center. And after hearing from residents Tuesday night, the commissioners voted 3-2 to approve the rezoning.
This is a no-brainer for the county, and I will stake my political career on it. If you can run against me.
A tense vote Tuesday night in Coweta County as commissioners advanced plans for the $17 billion data center called Project Sail. It's nine buildings, more than 4 million square feet, would require more power than the output of a nuclear reactor.
It's the right site for a data center project. It will bring good jobs and millions of dollars in revenue to the county per year.
While the head of the company behind the plan, Prologis, says it will boost the local economy, residents organized a campaign against it, fighting it tooth and nail.
It creates an industrial island in a sea of non-industrial land.
This proposed development is just 1,200 feet from Arco Sargent Elementary School and only 950 feet from a daycare.
Those residents opposed to the project wore red, arguing the jobs it would bring would only be temporary. Those in favor, like Chad Caldwell, wore blue. He thinks the county could seize on the money coming from Silicon Valley.
I know we need more money in this county. I know we need to work on roads, we need to build bridges, we need schools. And I think we're looking at a great opportunity to generate a tremendous amount of revenue.
As these data centers pop up all over the country to supply computing power for artificial intelligence, tech companies have increasingly been turning to Georgia. Within 60 miles of Atlanta, the website Baxtel has tracked 26 data centers currently under construction, with another 52 planned.
This area is already congested, and to add additional 4,000 vehicles daily in this area is asking for a tragedy.
Now, Russ, the permit that Coweta commissioners approved last night doesn't set forth a clear timeline of when construction could begin, but it does require that the developer has to fund road improvements and protect a private cemetery on the property.
Georgia Power to impact hundreds of properties and force 21 owners out via eminent domain for a $17 billion massive data center. Georgia Power is advancing a 35-mile, 500-kilovolt transmission line project across Coweta, Fayette, and Fulton County and Heard counties to meet surging electricity demand for AI data centers, including the recently approved Project Sail hyperscale campus in Coweta County. The project will affect hundreds of private parcels, primarily through easements, while 21 homes will be fully acquired and removed to accommodate the infrastructure. Because, of course, we need it. We have to have it. What would we do without it? And again, if you ask Grok, they say 330 houses are slated. But that could include all parcels, maybe not the houses. But there's a lot of people being severely inconvenienced by all of this. And then today I stumble on a question that is another wrinkle to all of this, right? First of all, John Mazena on X says, data centers are not uniquely energy hungry. One aluminum smelter draws as much power as all of Nashville. To which my response would be, yeah, but you get aluminum out of it. Yeah, but it creates a product that benefits people and you can sell and is tangible and physical and then becomes an engine of the economy. AI produces nothing but slavery. So then Bully Esquire on X at Bully ESQ says, cities have industrial zones. Data centers should go there next to factories. The idea that Facebook is building a data center in the middle of a wooded streamland behind a bunch of houses is retarded. Anti-data center people are retarded. Spiritually, you, it's disgusting. But they are doing that. It is retarded, but they are doing it. They are building data centers in the middle of wooded streamland. They are building it behind a bunch of houses. It is retarded. I agree. So they should go in burnt out city centers. They should actually fill it. Like, do you understand that in 2020 they sent everybody home and half the people never went back to the office? So there is a crisis right now in real estate in downtown centers because big corporations are not renewing their leases and giant office buildings are sitting totally unused in the middle of cities, fully connected to power already. Why are they not being used for these data centers? Why are they deliberately building gigantic, many hundred acre creations in the middle of farmland outside of small towns or 20 feet from suburbs? It is retarded. I agree. Not the fear of that happening, the fact it is happening. Again, the question of why it's happening should not be a question for InfoWarriors. You should have known this forever because you've been studying Klaus Schwab. You've been studying the World Economic Forum, and you understand how scarcity is an extremely useful weapon when you're trying to control humanity. Do you remember this woman from the World Economic Forum talking about ways to control you? Let's watch.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street and our city and our region and our nation and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things, but anyway.
So, see, they failed to get every single person in the world to take the vaccine. The translation there is she's saying, we failed to get total control last time. Here are some other methods we can use. The vaccine, it was a little vague. People were able to sort of go, well, I'll be fine without it. You can't be fine without water. So that's the World Economic Forum telling you in no uncertain terms and kind of, you know, blatantly that they intend to use scarcity of the elements we need for survival in order to control us. They're going to use water and the scarcity of fresh drinking water as a method of coercion because they desperately want control. And it's almost funny in that clip because the hyperscale data centers hadn't been a thing yet. She's like, people don't really understand climate change. Well, I'm a little confused. I thought I understood climate change. I thought it was going to destroy the world. I thought it was the most important thing ever. I thought it superseded any concerns about the economy or industry or anything else. It was a imperative. It had to be done. And questions about it were misinformation that should have been shut down by force. But now they have data centers. And so suddenly that doesn't matter and none of it matters. And they're making every excuse in the book for why, well, the energy's a lot, but the aluminum smelters make a lot too. And sure, we're creating as much pollution as 100, you know, whatever, gasoline engine generator sites. But, you know, it's necessary because we said so, and you're a Luddite if you disagree. And it just happens to be a coincidence that these hyperscale data centers that they're building out by the tune of 3,000 or 4,000 simultaneously all happen to draw massively on the potable drinking water, underwater reservoirs, aquifers, rivers, and lakes that we supply our drinking water from. What a strange coincidence that is, huh? Yeah. What a strange synchronicity of you know, what the World Economic Forum wants and what's happening in real life. Isn't that crazy how that happens? Isn't that nuts? Isn't that inexplicable? This is what I mean. It's like you got people writing these articles, you know, the water issue about AI, it's fake. It's totally overblown. I mean, yes, they are using that much water. And yes, they are getting it from the local utilities. And yes, sometimes they just hook up lines to the local utilities without telling the local utility. So they're stealing millions upon millions of gallons of water. And that is going to cause a water shortage and a drop in pressure. And probably if it continues like this, a point to which water will become a scarce and valuable commodity that the World Economic Forum has already laid claim to and has already folded into their commodification of the natural world. So they'll be able to charge you for it. And again, if you're an InfoWars viewer, none of this is new. None of this should be a surprise. It is a little bit frustrating that we're having to relearn this lesson, having to reteach this lesson again when we already went through all of this with COVID. It doesn't matter if the experts and the scientists in charge tell you that this is absolutely a positively good thing. They're lying to you because they're a part of it, because they are part and parcel, hand in glove with the globalist plan to eradicate humanity's ability to survive without them. Okay? Do we understand? No, we don't? Well, good, because I've got a lot more videos to show you on the other side of them saying it in even more explicit and undeniable ways. So stay tuned. We'll show you a series, a cacophony, a choir of satanic globalists telling you why they're building data centers, telling you why they're eradicating the natural world. You can listen to them if you want, or you can ignore them to your own peril.
Just heard Alex Jones talk about some chemical that makes the frogs gay. Raise your hand. Turns out he wasn't wrong. When frogs were exposed to atrazine, some were chemically castrated and feminized. Genetic males developed female reproductive organs, and some even produced viable eggs. What is less known is this. Human exposure to atrazine in the womb is linked to genital malformations in men. Like when the pee hole isn't in the right place on the pee. And it even could be contributing to shrinking sizes. I am talking about micro becoming increasingly common. Despite this, atrazine, the micro chemical, is present in the drinking water of 40 million Americans. Europe banned it. We didn't. Talk about a war on masculinity.
Put another nickel in the Alex Jones Was Right jar.
The most important people to have stability and consistency would be businessmen. So he formed this trilateral commission of businessmen and politicians from three.
He's literally talking about how they made the basically the Illuminati. This is, it's, so you literally have, so remember when I said this is like a dev video? What the f? It's literally just a dev video. Alex Jones was right about everything.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
And I have to say, your willingness to platform or to have a conversation with Alex Jones, I think, was a revolutionary act.
I'll tell you, that fucking guy is right about a lot of shit.
One of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about the frogs when exposed that yeah. That went from male to female.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard-educated Johns Hopkins attending physician, saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Alex Jones taught me about this 20 years ago. Listen.
He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to.
Alex Jones was right. I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I put it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that, found some, was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work and they fund the operation.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
This country was conquered.
Five.
By those who move forward.
Four. Ignition sequence start.
You are the best chess player in the world, without a doubt, aren't you?
Five.
The best ever. I'm the most brutal and efficient and most ruthless champion that ever been. I don't know what has stopped me. Let's go. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever.
Chicago is
America. That's American story.
We are
America, second to none, and we own the finish line.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Incredible stuff from Red 5. Be excellent. Follow him on X, Red 5. You know, the X algorithm has been manipulated a little bit. The payout system has been changed a little bit. I'm not sure exactly how it's been changed. I haven't looked into it much. I do know I'm making half as much as I used to off X, which is fine. Which is fine. That's not why I do it anyway. But I've noticed that, you know, the last video we played last week, the I Can't Even Productions, I mean, everything he'd ever come out with got millions, millions of views, hundreds of thousands of likes. His latest one, just as good as all those others, if not better, barely cracks like 1,000 likes. Red 5, that video you just saw, incredible. Incredible. It took a lot of work. That was really good editing. And yet, it's not doing very well on X. I think they've deliberately altered the algorithm to crack down on that type of content. In other words, not just like people sitting in front of the camera and talking, but if you actually are putting the effort in to make compilations, change people's minds, they're going to crack down on you and you're not going to do very well. We have to overcome that. We have to resist that. Do not depend on the algorithm to spoon feed you things. Some things you have to go out and find. Some accounts you got to bookmark and revisit to share their stuff and circumvent the algorithm, try to overwhelm the algorithm, because clearly they are not fans of creative white boys with good editing skills. They don't like that. They want to crush that as effectively as they can. Just like they want to crush us as effectively as they can, but thank goodness we haven't let them. And by we, of course, I don't mean us here at the Alex Jones Network, but everybody listening to my voice right now, anybody that's ever gone to thealexjonesstore.com, you have helped us to survive not only algorithmic suppression and total universal censorship and the fraudulent lawsuits and the attempts to scam us out of our rights by dishonest actors from The Onion and Bloomberg and elsewhere. We have survived it all thanks to you going to thealexjonesstore.com. You can go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Today is the last day to take advantage of the incredible buy one, get one sale. It's your last day to get Shilajit gummies absolutely free. When you purchase a bottle of Shilajit gummies, you get a second one free. Same with creatine powder. Ultimate creatine powder is buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Shilajit gummies are built to support natural energy, stamina, vitality, and your daily drive, while Ultimate Creatine is built to support muscle strength, muscle performance, power output, endurance, and recovery. But really, it does wonderful things for your brain, your mind, the real muscle that you need to work out. And of course, we have the product bundles as well. I encourage you to go check those out. But if you want to get the buy one, get one BOGO sups, but buy one, get one free supplements, you got to go today to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. And with that, we return to the Bond villain cabal. Let's go to clip number 9 now. This is from Right Angle News. This is a clip from February of this year. It is, once again, resurfacing of a video from the World Economic Forum where they lay out their intention to commodify all natural everything. Everything. I don't even know how to put it. They want to commodify everything. The air you breathe, the water you drink, the dirt under your feet. They want to assign it a dollar value and put it into some sort of bizarre AI stock market to manage the entire world, like the entire world is a piece of software that can be manipulated at will by the programmers, the world controllers, the ones who are putting all of this control structure into place. Let's go to clip number 9 now. A CEO, Lindsay Hooper, at the World Economic Forum, describing why nothing should be free. We should have to get all of it from them. Let's watch.
When we talk about capital, we tend to think only about financial capital, about cash, financial assets, but we know that's not the only value on which our economies depend. We know that every aspect of every part of the economy is fundamentally dependent on nature, as you highlighted. The air that we breathe, the water we drink, the soil, the oceans that we need for the food that we need to consume, the minerals that we need as inputs to technology and to infrastructure. And without these forms of value, these forms of natural capital, we won't have economies. They are the fundamental building blocks of our economies. But the ways, as you said, the ways in which we have grown our economies, our models of economic development, have been incredibly successful for global prosperity. I mean, but the unintended consequences of current models of growth are simply not sustainable on a finite planet. The amount of resource that we are drawing in to our economies, Earth's resources, and the amount of pollution and waste that we're pumping out, whether that's through greenhouse gas emissions, whether that's sewage into our water, whether it's plastics into the ocean, is beyond the Earth's carrying capacity. And we know that that's leading, as you said, to very significant direct impacts for society, but very significant financial costs for the economy. You can look at that as you have and calculate that at a macro level. But the way that that's showing up as we're breaching these boundaries and breaching these limits and undermining nature is showing up in very practical ways that are showing up for financial risk for institutions. Lack of water is leading to disruption of operations, of supply chains where water is needed as an essential input for manufacturing or power production. The degradation of soil is leading to reduced agricultural yields. The decline of pollinator species is also having an impact on agriculture. So that's leading to direct financial risks for organizations, for businesses, and ultimately for investors. And as you said, ultimately the reason for this is at the moment the way that decisions are made on an everyday level within businesses and financial institutions is because we're looking only at financial data, financial metrics that are not factoring in nature. Nature is treated within the economy as though it's unlimited and predominantly as though it's free. And the risks and harms are simply not costed in financial terms. Now, we can cost them at a macro level. They're not costed into day-to-day decision-making. And the result is, as a consequence, we've put all of our economies at fundamental risk. We can't do business on a dead planet. If we're going to protect natural systems, one of the solutions is to bring nature onto the balance sheet, to bring nature into the ways that decisions are made within business, to allocate a value to it and to bring it into accounting and financial mechanisms.
Allocate a value to it. You know, air and water. That's what she's saying, the stuff you need to survive, the stuff that is, in fact, free. It's actually given to us by God, actually. But these people thought that was a bad idea. They thought God was an idiot for giving us that for free when they know they can make a chunk of chains by manipulating it. So that's what they intend to do. And once again, you see the way that these fundamental necessary resources for the continuing existence of life on Earth are being commodified. And the irony of the fact that it's all being done on the basis of climate change, which has to do with the theory, the unproven but, you know, thoroughly subscribed to theory that carbon production heats the Earth and that's going to cause the whole world to die, which would, of course, mean that these data centers would be the worst possible thing to do. But see, they need to build the data centers and in doing so destroy the nature. But you need the data centers in order to commodify and log the existence of all the nature, which will actually be easier once you destroy a big chunk of it. So, but no, it's about, you know, sharing memes on X, right? That's why we need 3,000 new centers. And the fact that they use, you know, fresh water and that it's being done without people's awareness and that it requires immense expenditure of fuel and energy production. That's all coincidence. It's all coincidence that it happens to both contradict the climate change reason that these things are being implemented while simultaneously giving the control that the World Economic Forum wants on the basis of climate change. You have to be an idiot not to see how they're manipulating you in a billion, million, trillion different ways. It has to be costed in the day-to-day. We have to protect these natural solutions. We have to protect nature by destroying it. It's just insane. Let's go to clip let's go to clip 17 here. This is World Economic Forum agenda contributor Joyita Gupta, who once again says because of this that darn climate change, that climate change that we care so much about and is actually real. That climate change, it's the climate change's fault that water is going away. Let's listen.
There's so much water, and yet a lot of this water is unusable. And increasingly, this water cycle on which we have been relying on for so long is becoming unpredictable. And we do not know when and where we can get access to this water, for how long, and whether there will be too much water as a consequence of, for example, climate change. Most of our climate change impacts are felt through water. So the question for all of us is, how do we try to manage water? And the key topic that we will all be working on today is, are there levers that we can use to unlock and unleash the power of water to perhaps achieve the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals.
Sustainable Development Goals. So again, I just, you know, just want to reemphasize that it's not a coincidence that the creation of these data centers sponsored by the very people that run the World Economic Forum. Remember, Larry Fink of BlackRock is the head of the World Economic Forum at this point. And that these very people who are laying out to you their intention to commodify all of nature and to utilize shortages and lack of access as an excuse to impose control systems and rationing, they're the ones building the data centers that are fulfilling what they're saying climate change is actually doing. But the, you know, you get it. I would hope that you get it by now. But in case you don't, there's more. This is World Economic Forum Chairman Peter Brabeck Letmath saying that water is not a human right. Okay, that's the first thing you need to understand. This is clip number 15. Here's World Economic Forum Chairman Peter Brabeck Letmath.
Everyone should have enough clean, safe water to meet their fundamental daily needs. About 50 to 100 liters per day. But not to fill a pool or wash a car. There is a difference. We must transform the way we think about water. Water scarcity is the greatest challenge we face today. And we need to start recognizing water as a precious resource. Therefore, water should be better managed, should be better valued, and has to be better preserved. If we give water value, there will be an incentive to invest in looking after our supply.
So again, I mean, you can think this is all a coincidence if you want. You can think the very people putting these things into place are doing it by accident. But I'm not going to fall for it. But I, for one, saw what they did with COVID. I saw how they weaponized fear and created economic strife that they took advantage of to further enrich themselves and enslave humanity. So I'm just going to go ahead and assume that this is all on purpose, just better safe than sorry. I'm going to go ahead and assume that they know exactly what they're doing and it's all on purpose because it just so very obviously is. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 24 here because once again, we see the full-fledged and outright full frontal attack on nature itself. And once again, I don't think it's a coincidence that in the same year that you have these crop failures that we're hearing about, that you have the Iran war and the fertilizer shortages, you suddenly and inexplicably have an unbelievable and statistically relevant rise in tick populations. I think it's on purpose. I think it's by design. I think it's all part and parcel to the wider globalist plan. All of these are merely facets or prerequisites to get to their eventual goal of absolute total domination of the natural world, you included. Let's go to clip 24. Here's an Illinois man just noticing on his own volition how many ticks there are this year. Let's watch.
Bro, enough is enough, man. There are ticks everywhere. I don't remember ever seeing as many ticks. Like, I literally cannot bring my dog. I'm genuinely mad right now. Like, I think it's just fear. I think it's like genuinely just fear, but like, I cannot come outside. I can't come outside here. I live in Northwestern Illinois. This is, yes, I know it's tick season, but like, I just don't ever remember in 41 years ticks being this prominent. I've never just, hey, come here. Hey, nope, come here. I can't even let my dog go down by the river. Come here. I've already picked off two ticks off her this morning. Sit. And every morning we come out here, ticks, ticks, ticks. I went inside after our walk the other day. I had one crawling on my leg. I had to get out. Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not saying that. But, like, why are there so many ticks in Illinois this year? Freaking me out, man. I mean, they're huge. They're just like, and they're like flies. I've never seen anything like this. Come on, babe. We got to get out of here, bro. What is going on in this world?
What is going on in this world? What do I always say? What is the first step to becoming a conspiracy theorist? To understand that things don't just happen. This doesn't just happen. You don't just, all of a sudden, there's ticks everywhere where they never were before, and they all are giving you alpha-gal syndrome and making you illegal to eat meat, in, once again, exact, step-by-step coordination with the desires of the World Economic Forum. Maybe it's coincidence. Maybe it's coincidence that the World Economic Forum demands you stop eating meat, and all of a sudden there are ticks everywhere, that if they bite you, you can no longer eat red meat. That the people at the World Economic Forum saying, hey, maybe this is something we should do in order to compel people to stop eating meat, and then it suddenly happens, that's clearly a coincidence. And the fact that they want to use water as a coercion tool, its limited existence and necessity for human life being a very useful lever they can pull to control humanity, and then they happen to be building these giant data centers that suck up all the water for thousands of miles around. That's another total coincidence, folks. And you're a conspiracy theorist for thinking otherwise. So you should think otherwise. You should understand that these things don't just happen. They certainly don't just happen in coordination. They don't just happen at exactly the same time all over the world in various forms and by various means. That only happens if it's orchestrated, if there's a design behind it. And you can watch the World Economic Forum to hear them explain exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. Okay? You don't have to believe me. But you should if you want to live. But you should if you want to live, because, yeah, I don't know. We were right about COVID, weren't we? And weren't we getting exactly the same type of pushback back then? Weren't we getting exactly the same type of arguments? Weren't we getting exactly the same type of dismissals? You're just an idiot. You just don't understand. You're not an expert. These are the experts. They've assured us. You're saying they're lying. You're saying there's some sort of ulterior motive. I don't know why we have to go through this over and over. I don't know why we have to reintroduce these ideas that everybody accepts and then forgets about in a few years. But we'll do it. We'll keep on keeping on. We'll keep exposing this stuff regardless of how they feel about it. Now I got a video that is a little bit longer. I don't know whether to go to it or just talk about it. We can go to a few minutes of it, I suppose. I actually found it on alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com is, of course, the new home of the InfoWar. The story at alexjoneslive.com. YouTuber explains how a bad economy helps enable an authoritarian Big Brother takeover. He's a YouTuber who's a right to repair advocate, and YouTube tech commentator Lewis Rossman recently responded to a series of messages he's received inquiring about why he's not commented on the recent move to enable AI surveillance kill switches in all vehicles beginning in 2027. The problem was that Rossman had been a prominent public voice against this very thing for years, making a sample letter that his viewers could send to their representatives asking them to veto car kill switch regulations. Yet because he didn't post a video, the day the issue began to go viral, he was accused of avoiding it, something we're pretty familiar with here. But he makes a good point that really the problem is the economy. The economy makes authoritarianism easy. Now, the real, you know, convenient and like obvious and sort of ultimate control through poverty is the people literally become dependent on the government and do not want anything to happen to the government because it's their daddy. You know, that's sort of the obvious connection that can be made. But I, again, want to just play this out. Just let this, you know, chain of events come to its logical conclusion. Now they're talking about opening up American market to Chinese electric vehicles. And they'll be super cheap and probably pretty nice. It won't be good for the American economy. Maybe we can build them here. We probably won't. Regardless, we already have a aging and insufficient electrical grid. We're building these data centers, which themselves draw as much power as entire cities and will overload the grid on top of everything else. Then you want to talk about having every single car in America being powered by electricity and not gasoline. You're talking about an impossible situation. We do not have the ability to produce that much energy, and we probably never will. Without building a ton of nuclear reactors, without blanketing entire states in solar panels or whatever else we're doing, it simply is a matter of math and resources. It is impossible to power every car on the road in America through centralized energy production at a power plant. It's just not possible. So instead, you will not own a car. You will have to ask for permission to ride a shared car that will be like an Uber for everybody, and that will be dependent on your social credit score. I know you've probably heard me say this a bunch if you're a viewer, but you have to understand how all of this ties in together and how it is, in no small part, a consequence of the economic situation that forces people into this vulnerable state in which they can be controlled or taken advantage of or made dependent and therefore controlled and taken advantage of. Rossman explained how people are worried if they'll get replaced with a machine, AI, or if they'll be able to feed themselves or be able to get married or to see a return to regular relationships. He says, I understand how your car potentially having a kill switch inside of it that stops it from working if it detects alcohol in the air might not be your biggest concern right now, he said. The premise of a Big Brother surveillance grid being established under the cover of economic hardship may not be universal alarming to the impoverished masses, but that appears to be by design. He says, quote, if it's that hard for me, then what do you think it must be like for normal everyday people who don't have the benefit of having 18 to 20 years of business experience? A lot of the people watching this channel are genuinely effed, and those people don't necessarily have the wherewithal or state of mind, what my personal trainer would refer to as the Maslow's hierarchy of need, when it comes to caring about something like my car turning itself off because it may sense that there's alcohol somewhere in 2027. I understand how in 2021, 2022, 23, 24, that's just not something on the forefront of most people's minds. In other words, you have people in a state of desperation, in a state of mere survival or fear, and they will not have the wherewithal, the bandwidth, the mental capacity to care about things they should care about because they're so hyper-focused on the immediate necessities that they require to survive. In early 2022, Rossman again argued the authoritarian automobiles of the future, discussed the authoritarian automobiles of the future and why consumers should reject purchasing them. While Rossman was busy sounding the alarm about the issue, the public was more concerned with the Canadian trucker convoy, the start of the Ukraine war, and Biden inflation sweeping the nation. More recently, he discussed Representative Massey's push to remove the automobile kill switch regulation in a video he uploaded in February. So again, millennials trying to buy homes in today's economy are up against a rock and a hard place. Unlike their boomer parents, the dream of buying a home continues to feel further away. According to National Association of Realtors, millennials continue to be forced out of home ownership. The organization reported that in 2025, the average age of the first-time home buyer rose to 40 years old, up from 38 of the last year. And this is another one of those things. People, again, with the data center, they're using the same arguments about like BlackRock buying up homes. It's not about, oh, BlackRock is using a monopoly to get a bit of a financial advantage. It's about the fact that all of these corporations are organized and orchestrating a total change in human nature to where you will not own anything ever, and yet you'll be happy because they'll force you to be. It's the World Economic Forum's game plan.
We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, 5 different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, and you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special offers, cancel anytime. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now. at realalexshows.com and thealexshowstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.